Aaron is actually in Denver this weekend attending a National Tea Party Leaders Conference, and she's going to be giving us a quick call here momentarily with Kay Carl Smith of the Frederick Douglass Republican Organization. He's going to be chatting quickly about that organization and about a great movie that just hit the theaters and will be hopefully in a theater near you. Unfortunately, it's one of those by demand things. So, anyway, we're gonna jump on the phone here real quick. But if you want to give us a call, you know the number, 530-605-4567. We are streaming and chatting live at wethepeopleradio.us. So we got somebody on the phone there, Bob?
That would be Aaron.
Hey, Aaron.
First night. Hello.
Good morning.
Hi, how are
you? Hey, you're on assignment. That is so cool.
Just like Linda Bott.
It's so cool.
It's so much better than I ran away from home.
Translated to shopping, probably.
It's like we hit the big time. One of our anchors
I just want you to know, I'm ready 5 minutes ago. You know, it doesn't even happen at home. I have to get far, far from home, and I can be ready right on time.
Nice.
Yeah, funny.
Hey, so I'm looking at a video from K. Carl Smith of the Frederick Douglass Republican Organization.
The Frederick Douglass?
Don't say that three times fast, Mark.
I know. I wish Aaron was here because I didn't know she was going to be calling in. Otherwise, I'd be jumping in here and interrupting constantly.
Yeah.
How about I put K. Carl on and he goes, hey, they're watching your video. And he says, well, which one? Okay, hold on. Here's K. Carl.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, thanks for joining us. Are you having a good weekend in Denver?
Having a good weekend. Good weekend. How about yourself?
We're great. We're fighting the good fight.
The fun never stops.
We're going to fight a good fight, and we will win.
Yes, you've got that right. Now, Aaron tells me that there's a movie that just hit the theaters called Tyranny to Liberty, and it's only going to be in select theaters. Can you kind of give us an idea of the movie?
The movie is entitled The Runaway Slave.
Mm.
And all about the going from tyranny to liberty or vice versa?
It talks about the black American experience in America, and of course the United States, in terms of what C.L. does. It's a documentary of C.L. Bryant's life. And so he documents not only his life, but he talks about the black experience in terms of politics, black experience associated with the Republican Party, black experience associated with the Democrat Party, and this division that exists in the nation, and why blacks are voting at a 95% rate for the political party that oppressed them.
Wow.
So that's what the movie's all about. The movie's entitled The Runaway Slave.
Now, what are the chances that it's going to hit theaters in California?
Well, it all depends on how it does on the East Coast.
Okay.
So this is a money-driven thing, and so that's why it's very important that conservatives, where this movie is being shown right now, it's going to likely be in Atlanta on Monday. If you have conservative friends that in that area, get them to go to the movie because they're looking at Atlanta to be the moment, if you will, to determine if it's going to be accepted and played in other movies across the country, because it's all about dollars.
Sure.
So we got to make a good show. We got to have a good showing in Atlanta.
Now, is there a way that folks can actually pressure their theaters into bringing the movie into their town?
That's the second part of the equation. Is we have to make a strong effort in Atlanta, and then once we have a strong effort in Atlanta in terms of having behinds and seats, the goal where I can figure how we can put it, then we can call the theaters and get them to bring the movie in. But if we have a poor showing in Atlanta, calling the theaters won't do much any good because the performance in Atlanta would have been poor. So that's why if you've got conservative friends that live in the Atlanta area or Alabama, have them drive there, I think it's Monday night, 7:30, at the Barrett Parkway Theater. That's up in a place called Kennesaw, Georgia, right near Marietta. If you go to the Runaway Slave website, just type in Runaway Slave Documentary.
Okay.
And put in C.L. Bryant in there as well to help condense the search, and you'll find out all this information about where they're going to be showing, the times, the name of the theater, and more information and trailers about this documentary.
And, you know, with social media, you know, if everybody listening right now can just get onto their Facebook page and upload the link to that movie, that's the best way to send a message far and wide. Also, Your email list, if you do Constant Contact or anything where you've got a massive email list, shoot this message out and include the link to the movie.
I cannot overemphasize the importance of conservatives making a strong showing at the viewing of this movie in Atlanta, because that's what the movie theaters and that industry are going to use as the test to see if it's worthwhile bringing or taking that movie to other places across the country, and to include California.
Now, Kay Carl, let's shoot forward to the Frederick Douglass Republicans organization. Tell me a little bit about that.
Frederick Douglass Republican. It started off as a mantra. That's what I call myself. I am a Frederick Douglass Republican. Now, I am a conservative, but that's not how I describe myself politically, because in the minority communities, the word conservative has a negative connotation. It is synonymous with the word racist. And so if you call yourself a black conservative, a Tea Party conservative, Christian conservative, or even a Reagan conservative, and based on the audience that you're talking to or the person you're talking to, you might as well call yourself a black racist, a Christian racist, a Reagan racist, a Tea Party racist. And so I don't use that expression. I don't use the word conservative. I am one. I don't use the word conservative until I make sure I define the meaning of it first.
And how do you define the term conservative?
Okay, when I say I'm a Frederick Douglass Republican, because Frederick Douglass was the quintessential constitutional conservative, and there's four life, empowering values: respect for the Constitution, respect for life, belief in limited government, and belief in personal responsibility. If you believe in those four conservative values, I call them life-empowering values, well, that makes you a Frederick Douglass Republican, because a Frederick Douglass Republican is not based on color. It's based on those four life-empowering values. And so that's how I describe myself politically, and did not know I was growing the movement. We actually started a movement. We have about 12,000 people across the country who identify themselves as a Frederick Douglass Republican, and they are trained in this methodology that we teach, a methodology of engagement. We travel the country and we teach conservatives how to create an atmosphere, how to talk to your friends, your family members, and your fellow citizens about your conservative values, where they can't call you a racist, they can't call you Uncle Tom, they can't play the race card on you.
Go
ahead.
And they also, they paint conservatives literally as people that don't care about others.
Well, here's why.
Nothing could be further from the truth.
There's a little bit of truth in that. Here's why the word conservative has a negative meaning. You have to go back to the 1950s and 60s when you had conservative Democrats who did everything they could do to block civil rights legislation. They wrote the Jim Crow law. They wrote the Black Code. They wanted to hold dear to the doctrine of their racist fathers. But here comes Republicans and independents, conservatives. We're using the same word, but our meaning is different, but it's the same word. Our meaning is that we want to preserve the values of the founding fathers. So when you say that you're a conservative, especially in the black community, they mentally go back to the 1950s and 60s and think of conservative Democrats. That's why I'm not saying we shouldn't use the word conservative, but if you're going to use it, you make sure you define the meaning of that word first based on your audience. If not, that political dialogue you're going to have may not be a pleasant experience.
Yeah, I think this term racism gets bandied about pretty easily as well. I mean, the when you say racism, it's the inference is typically from the media's perspective that only white people are racists. And we ought to define that term a little bit, because it's on both sides of the aisle here.
Well, you're exactly right. And I grew up in Alabama. I'm going to tell you, some of the biggest racists I have ever seen in my life are blacks, and how blacks treat each other. I am a graduate of a historical black college. I graduated from Alabama A&M University.
When I was in college there, a particular sorority has something called the brown paper bag test, meaning that if a young lady's skin tone was darker than a brown paper bag, she was not allowed into that sorority.
That's,
you can't get no more racist than that.
That's unbelievable. Yeah, we ought to really define that term because I think Martin Luther King actually did a pretty good job with the content of character thing. So, I mean, that's what we need to worry about is content of character. This whole color thing just makes me ill after a while.
Well, that's what the left does. They have to keep us divided, and they use race as a wedge issue for us. But we got to understand, you know, racism is not going to go away in this country.
No.
But the question is, the proper focus is not if someone or if an organization is racist, because racism exists, because racism doesn't have a political face.
Right.
The question is, how are you going to interact and impact to make a difference?
That's exactly right. I think you're absolutely hit the nail on the head there.
That's what Dr. King did.
Yep, absolutely.
That's what President Douglas did. And but to sit there to instigate, finger point, and insult, that does not promote racial healing. That promotes more racial hatred. And that's what Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton does.
Well, that's
what Frederick Douglass interacted and impacted.
Well, that's what the whole political spectrum does right now across the board. You know, whether it's Democrat or Republicans, it's all about divide and conquer. It's about, you know, the blacks against the whites, the gays against the straights, the conservative against the liberals, the right against the left. That they play this game constantly so that we are fighting them amongst ourselves and not looking at them as being the problem.
And that is a satanic strategy.
It works.
It works. Well, we say, when I go out and speak, I tell them, it doesn't matter if you're a Democrat, it doesn't matter if you're Republican. The thing is, are you voting in a way that shows your love and your allegiance to the God that you say you're serving? Period.
And Kay Carl, on that note, we're gonna go to our first break, and we're gonna bring in our next speaker. But very quickly, before we wrap up this first segment of the show, let folks know how they can contact you, get more information, and what we have to look forward to when we have you on for 2 hours.
Our website is frederickdouglassrepublican.com, or you can go there by typing in conservativemessenger.com. And what I'm going to share is how we can trump the race card forever. As conservatives, we have the best ideas, but we're losing the propaganda battle. How can we start winning this propaganda battle where we get race off the table and get to the issues? The answer is Frederick Douglass and the Frederick Douglass methodology. And so that's what I want to share.
Great. And I want to encourage people to check out the book, Frederick Douglass Republicans by K. Carl Smith. So, Carl, we look forward to seeing you very soon. We're going to have you on for the full 2 hours.
I'm looking forward to it.
Great. And make sure you keep your eye on Aaron.
I will.
All right. Don't let her get into any trouble today.
But when we come back, can we get Aaron on the phone briefly before we let her go?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Thanks, Carl.
Oh, where she is. Hold a second.